Hi, I'm John Schoniker. I work for HM Clothes. We're vegetable seed breeders and producers located in Davis, California, and I'm the current chair of the American Seed Trade Association.
All right, John. Well, here we are at the 2014 CSS and Seed Expo, and it looks like at least you were thinking you might have a record crowd here. What do you think about attendance so far?
Yeah, really good. We had a great pre-registration, and we're still counting the walk-ups, and we may be setting a record. It's going to be darn close. So we're going to be more than last year, so that's great.
All right, excellent. So the program also seems exceptionally good. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that are on the program, some of the issues facing the seed industry that you're talking about here.
Well, we have a full slate of committee meetings, so all the committees are dealing with particular issues, everything from bee health to cover crops, the International Treaty for Plant Genetic Resources, some of the things that are going on in the state and the state seed control officials and laboratories in efforts to improve consistency in that area, and just a whole host of other things. We had a really great presentation this morning from an ag economist looking at agricultural crop markets and some of the forces that are driving those. Being a vegetable guy, I thought that was really interesting and really opened my perspective on some of the drivers around the world, what the rest of the world is doing, demand out there, et cetera. So really good.
Well, and you made a pretty significant announcement this morning here as far as consumer and target audience communications efforts by the seed industry. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, our membership and really through our board decided to commit significant resources over the next 3 years to really better understand the consumer and help educate the consumer about the impact of seed on their life and the good things it brings. As you know, we're pretty passionate about what we do. We think we bring some excellent products that solve problems to the marketplace. And as you know, too, the consumer is a bigger part of the conversation about food today. And with modern media, there's a lot more opportunity for the individual to get involved. Folks are a lot more concerned and involved in their food choices. A lot of folks are very distant from farm origins these days, many generations removed, so they don't really understand farming and particularly the seed business. So we're trying to understand how we can bring our message to them and communicate with them and really show them the good things we do and be part of that conversation.
Well, and it's not just food. I mean, to really show them that seed touches every part of their lives.
Yeah, it really does when you think about it. You know, you're kind of in it, and so you don't look at it every day. But, you know, there's fiber for clothes. We love cottons. I mean, there's fuel. There's feed for poultry, dairy, beef, you know, all the animals. There's native plantings. There's flowers for beauty in life. Cover crops are important for soil health and for good farming practices. And there's restoration crops, fires and such need to be replanted. Those are all things the seed business does and does well. So it really does touch just about every part of our life.
No kidding. Well, let's talk. I'd like to ask you specifically about California, because this year has been a pretty dry year, and wanted to get your thoughts on how that's touched your industry in California and if the recent rains have helped.
Well, we love the recent rains, and we're at normal or a little above, depending on what part of the state, but we've got a long way to go. We're just really starting our water year, as they call it, about 20% into it. We're about normal so far. Things are starting to green up, normal time of the year for that, and we've got some water to do it, so that's real good. But we got a long way to go before we can say we're out of the drought. Reservoirs are low. Groundwater's low. It's impacted our business. We're in the annual crop business. So as water's gotten short, growers have had to move it to perennial crops, tree crops, et cetera, to keep, you know, kind of that investment intact. And so we've lost some acreage in California. It's moved to other areas, but it's probably increased costs for consumers. And so it has impacted our business, and it probably will continue to impact our business even if we have a normal rain year, because 1 year isn't going to alleviate the drought and fill our reservoirs up.
And one of those traits that the seed industry can be working on is being able to grow crops with less water, right?
Yeah, more efficiency and, you know, in every way, or increase yield so that same amount of water produces more crop is another way to think about it.
Excellent. John, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you. Nice talking to you. Welcome to CSS. And if you haven't come out there, think about coming someday because it's a great show. Lots of exhibitors here, so it's a very active trade show. You can see equipment, suppliers, everything from bag tags to harvesters. So lots to see. Great committee meetings also, and a whole series of educational presentations. So there's a really broad menu. So come and see us sometime.
Excellent. Thank you so much, John. Here at the ASTA CSS 2014 Seed Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.